This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Chicago is sharing part of the political spotlight with Southeast Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will be 90 minutes away, headlining a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Earlier in the day, Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha. Young voters say they're energized now that Harris is at the top of the Democratic ticket. They say appealing to young voters also requires a personal touch.
Take out your phone, text five friends, text five family members, tell them to go to the polls, help them register to vote. And I think, you know, doing that peer-to-peer organizing is really what's going to help us motivate and mobilize young voters.
18-year-old delegate Henry Palo is from Maribel. Pro-Palestinian protesters are making their presence felt at the DNC. Thousands of them came within two blocks of the convention yesterday. About a dozen broke through an outer perimeter fence. President Biden acknowledged them in his keynote speech last night.
Protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed on both sides.
Biden has said he wants to negotiate an end to the war in Gaza before he leaves office. A Milwaukee woman is sentenced to 11 years in prison for killing her sex trafficker. Crystal Kaiser pleaded guilty to reckless homicide earlier this year. She was the first woman in Wisconsin to plead for leniency because of her status as a sex trafficking victim. Her case attracted national attention. Governor Evers' task force on Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is out with its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include expanding Medicaid and increasing rates for home and community-based healthcare. Wisconsin's nursing shortage could be 19,000 by 2040. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he'll submit a budget next year to increase the state's funding for higher education by $457 million a year. Wisconsin ranks 43rd when it comes to funding its public universities. Rothman's plan has pay raises for faculty and staff, but no tuition increases. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The numbers are in for the inaugural Crossroads 41 in Oshkosh. 18 groups and artists performed during the three-day festival that brought in about 28,500 people through the gates. Organizers say next year's event is tentatively scheduled for August 7th through the 9th, and the festival lineup for next year could be announced as early as this fall. Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith says it's illegal to possess or set off any fireworks that go up in the air or make loud noises within the city limits.
The city of Oshkosh has a robust local ordinance that essentially prohibits any fireworks that shoot off into the air. We do allow the sale and use of novelty fireworks, or in the other terms, sparklers, toy snakes, smoke bombs, fountains, cones, and spinners, items that do not fire into the air.
While the 4th of July is over, fireworks are still a subject of contention within the city of Oshkosh because the noise and disruption of fireworks, whether at the 4th of July or in the weeks before and after, can be detrimental to veterans, to people with PTSD, people with sensory disorders, and even pets. So Oshkosh is looking at new ordinances to give teeth to citations for possession and or setting off illegal fireworks in the city.
Giving us the ability to communicate to the community that it's very expensive, very fast, so yes. Don't even buy the thing.
That's Common Council member Carl Bulow. He asked city staff to draft ordinances with stiff fines for violators and present them at a future meeting of the Common Council. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and state and local law enforcement are together emphasizing safe, responsible, and attentive driving in the I-41 work zones. Lieutenant Luke Newman of the Wisconsin State Patrol says to be careful and check 511.wi.gov before heading to the highway. Construction on I-41 between Appleton and Green Bay is scheduled for the next 6 years. Nothing says fall like corn mazes. This year, four farms have been selected to help build excitement for the NFL 2025 draft with special draft-themed corn mazes. The Wisconsin Agriculture Tourism Association has chosen farms in Ripon, Chilton, Bondwell, and Portage County. Each maze will feature a one-of-a-kind design to celebrate our strong agricultural identity and honor the hard work and dedication of farmers around the state, while also reminding fans of the special opportunity we have to showcase Wisconsin when the draft comes to Green Bay in April. It's almost time for the kiddos to head back to school. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers to pay attention and keep kids safe. August is School Bus Safety Month. Be aware and eliminate distractions. When red lights are flashing, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. When yellow lights are flashing, slow down. The bus is about to stop. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cardinals open up a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Milwaukee's Frankie Montas against the Cardinals right-hander Eric Fetty. The Brewers with an 11-game lead ahead of the Cardinals in the division, coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. The Cards losing to the Dodgers Sunday 2-1. NFL, Packers back at practice after losing in Denver 27-2. Quarterback Sean Clifford on what he could have done differently in the game.
It's tough to say just now, broadly, speeding it up a little bit, I thought that there were some plays to be made where my eyes were just late. When you're playing guys like Pat Surtain and, you know, the Broncos once, you just can't be late. And if you are, it's going to either, you know, result in an incompletion or an interception. So I thought that was, you know, when we had plays and we made plays, it was on time.
That's Packers backup quarterback Sean Clifford. They face the Ravens Thursday in a joint practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been some big scares at this year's summer box office, and Alien Romulus didn't disappoint last weekend. The film took in $108 million globally and almost $42 million domestically. The seventh installment in the Alien franchise follows a crew of space explorers in the time set between the original Alien in 1979 and Aliens in 1986. Coming in second place was the mighty Deadpool in Wolverine, which became the highest R-rated movie ever in the last few days, surpassing 2019's Joker. Deadpool in Wolverine has pulled in $1.1 billion at the global box office and taken in almost $550 million domestically. Coming in third place was It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively. Rounding out the top five from this past weekend were Twisters at $10 million and the re-release of the 2009 stop-motion critics darling Coraline, which pulled in over $8 million. An impressive showing for a film on about one-third the screens as other box office big shots. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the King of Daytime Talk, pre-Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience that the show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and cake recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. You gotta love an actor with a laissez-faire attitude. Maybe it's just because he's been around the block a few times, but actor Michael Keaton recently donned the Batman costume again for the film Batgirl. Keaton recently spoke to GQ magazine and said Warner Brothers shelved the film in 2022. When Keaton heard the news that no one would ever see his work, his response was, "I didn't care one way or another. Big, fun, nice check." Good work if you can get it. Do you have a rep that needs to confront all rumors when your relationship is not so great? Me neither. Addressing tabloid rumors that Coldplay frontman Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson are not going through with their plans to marry, a rep for the couple said that is not true and they are happily together. In my opinion, whenever there is a picture of an actress giving the camera a wave while wearing sunglasses in oversized jeans, you know things are over. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 70s this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. Same for Thursday, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.